Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, once again to Chimp Out Radio. This is show number 3. Thank you so much for joining us again, and sorry for the delay. This show is at least a week late. That is my fault. I apologize for that, but here I am, and once again I am joined by my esteemed co-host, Birdman. Hello, Birdman.
Hey, not nice. How you doing?
Great. Doing great. And, well, it is now, we're deep into 2009 now, well, sort of, it's going into the second week of January 2009, I got to spend the holidays back home in Puerto Rico with my family, which was great.
Nice and warm down there, huh?
Much warmer, it was raining a lot, and not great beach weather, but much better beach weather than up here, that's for damn sure, and a lot of cheap beer, and family and friends, so, unfortunately, a lot more dingers down there than I remember, but that's what happens, the Dominican immigration.
Well, you know what, that's a big misconception about Puerto Rico, is that it's all niggers down there, which just simply isn't true.
No, it isn't. It used to be, there were relatively few niggers, from what I remember, and yet, well, now we got a problem with a lot of people from the Dominican Republic, well, not people, niggers, from the Dominican Republic immigrating to the island, and it's getting a lot darker down there.
Yeah, they all have their hands out because Puerto Rico is an American colony, and that means American welfare.
Exactly. So now every I go there once a year, and every year there seems to be more and more niggers, and as soon as you hear them talk, you hear the accent. You know where they're from. And at least,
they be from the Dominican Republic. Shit like that.
It might as well be that. It's really, it's disgusting. But despite that, still had a great time. How were the holidays for you, Birdman?
We kept it pretty simple. The kids made out more than anything, and that was the whole point. Yeah, it's more of a kid holiday. You know, you just spoil them to death. And my nephew got a Nintendo DS handheld game player, and he hasn't put it down since the 25th.
Nice.
And those batteries are great because they last like 7 hours on a charge. I remember the original Game Boy back in the 80s, and you'd get like 2 hours out of a set of batteries.
Yeah, that was awful. It was great back then, but those
things had to hold it in direct light in order to see it as well.
Yeah, it was, God, I mean, well, shit, I grew up with the Atari 2600, and that seemed like it was great.
I remember
came
that
out
thing, too. I loved Pitfall. That was a great game.
Oh, yeah. I still play it on Atari emulator on my PC.
Yeah.
Because I just can't let go of my childhood, obviously. But if you know me, you know I'm a big kid. Some people would say immature. I would say I'm just young at heart. But speaking of immature, boy, do we have some nigger stories to talk about.
Oh, yeah.
this time around. Although, before we get to that, before we go any further, I want to, express a quick apology to Chimp Out member Zookeeper, who was supposed to be joining us on this show, and I wasn't able to advise him with enough time ahead that we'd be recording when we are, you know, right now. So we weren't able to have him on. So my apologies, Zookeeper. We will have you on next time. I guess we're gonna have to bump you for now. And let me explain why. The show is a week late is because I had a little dispute with my cable company, which provided me with crappy internet access. And, well, I've been offline for a week, for the last week, and wasn't able to record last week or this past, or a couple days ago when we were supposed to. Obviously, I'm back online now, but that was a long week. It was like a heroin addict going through withdrawal. So basically, the radio show schedule got screwed up, but here we are. Thank God.
Yeah, it's kind of impromptu. You PM'd me this afternoon, wanted to do a show. Okay, I'll do a show, and we're doing a show.
There you go. And that's what I like about you, Birdman. You're always available, or at least available. You know, at these inconvenient times when all of a sudden I say, "Hey, the internet got hooked up again an hour ago. Want to do a show?"
No, I just think we like to drink at the same time.
That is true. And That's the lubricant that keeps the wheels of the show greased, if you will.
But I'm actually out of character tonight. I'm drinking Pepsi.
Oh, wow.
No booze for me tonight.
Alrighty. Well, it's me. I got my trusty red wine here, which I drank for the health benefits, not for the alcohol. this is good for my heart. But, well, enough of my crap. Let's get to our first nigger story for this show. And it is a real knee slapper. To provide a little background.
Well, I don't have the story in front of me, so you're going to have to wing this one.
Well, hey, I'm sure you have plenty to say about it.
Oh, yeah.
This thing just writes itself. It's, to give a little background, we talked about it, about the subject. Was it the last show, the Somali Pirates?
Yeah, we talked about that towards the end of the show and had a few laughs about it. And
yeah, okay. So you may remember about, it may have been about a month ago, maybe a little longer, maybe a little less, who knows. But roughly about a month ago, let's say, the Somali nigger pirates hijacked a big Saudi Arabian oil tanker, which was carrying 2 million barrels of oil. Pretty big deal, because this was enough of a haul that it could have driven up the price of oil. It didn't, because the economy is so shitty that there's no demand for oil. But
yeah,
it was big news. And this whole time, the Somali pirates had been holding this tanker, and no ransom had been paid. Originally, the pirates had requested, I believe, a $10 million ransom. Apparently, the Saudis talked them down to $3 million. And here's the best part. I guess the owners of the ship threw the money, the ransom money, down to the pirates' ship with a, you know, on a little parachute from the air, and the niggers caught it, and they were trying to, you know, just make a way back to land with their money under little speedboats, and in the process of getting the ransom money, five nigger pirates drowned. You may be angry to hear, hey, there's people paying these monkeys ransom money. That's awful. But there's a silver lining here. These niggers are so stupid. They couldn't avoid, five of them couldn't avoid drowning to death trying to get the damn money.
I guess they previously didn't have any money for life jackets, but that would require a forethought. So they didn't have life jackets, and niggers can't swim anyway. So,
yeah,
hey, five were made good.
Yeah, they at the bottom of the ocean now. I'm assuming not with the money. I believe that unfortunately the money didn't make it to land. But well, you know what's, you know, five monkeys to lose on a trip where you get $3 million. I'm sure the niggers are living it up. The ones who survived are living it up in Somalia with all this money. What do you think they're doing with the money, though?
Well, I kind of wonder about that, because Somalia has nothing. There's no infrastructure, there's nothing. There's no way to party or spend your money. It's just complete and total decimation on the whole country. They don't even have a government. So what are they going to do with the money? The only thing they could do if they really want to spoil themselves is go to a different human country to spend the money.
Yeah, but not much chance of that. Well, hey, they can go to nearby Ethiopia and, oh, wait, never mind.
Par and live it up. Yeah, they're going to be buying Gold Line mud pies.
Hey, those things are great. But in the interim, there's been, of course, many more pirate attacks and hijackings off the coast of Somalia. Some have been successful, many others not. Though the human world is finally fighting back.
Getting sick of it.
Yeah, I mean, there was an incident where some Danish paratroopers captured a pirate ship, escorted it back to land. The Chinese and the Indians have been going apeshit shooting niggers out there in the Indian Ocean. God bless them.
Oh, that's beautiful to my ears. music to my ears.
That's great. Yeah, there's no white guilt in India or China. So they send their warships out there and just bless the fuck out of the niggers, and they don't pay them any ransom. So there you go. But it's upsetting that these niggers get away with so much, that these pirates get to steal so much money. But hey, five of them died getting a fucking ransom, and that's something to celebrate. However, though, Birdman, if we can segue now to further south and the African continent, to Zimbabwe. Zimbabwe. What's going on down there lately?
Well, let me pull this up so we can talk about it here. Yeah, they be all proud of themselves and shit, because Here's the story. Zimbabwe introduces a new $50 billion with a B dollar note. And if you think that's a lot of money, you're wrong, because I'm looking here. As of Friday, one U.S. dollar is trading with 25 billion Zimbabwe dollars. So basically, a $50 billion banknote will buy two loaves of bread.
Yeah. So basically, and 50 billion Zimbabwe dollars is $2.
Yeah. And they're all proud of themselves. John Robertson, an economist in Zimbabwe, says he's puzzled by the introduction of the new $50 and $20 billion notes. He says, "I am not really sure what these notes would be for," he said. "No one now accepts the local currency anyways. It's a waste of resources to print Zimbabwe dollar notes now. Who accepts a currency that loses value by almost 100% daily?" And it, you know, he's being honest about it, at least. Yeah. While Mugabe, or Mugape, is running around and killing white people in the country and wondering why everybody's starving.
Oh, I can't imagine why.
At this point,
these niggers might as well just go back to using, instead of currency, just use, coconuts or seashells as currency. It would make more sense. It would be cheaper, for one thing.
Well, hell, they could even dig up some diamonds, maybe. I think there's diamonds in Zimbabwe.
Well, that's a sad thing. There's all kinds of shit in Zimbabwe. Diamonds and minerals. It used to be, as far as agricultural output, immensely productive. It used to produce tons of food. Of course, this was during white rule.
They have really fertile soil. It's on an equal level as far as fertility goes with the plain states of the United States. But you know, the niggers are too stupid to do anything about it.
Yeah, God forbid they actually get down and grow food on it.
Well, when they took all the farms off the white people in Zimbabwe, they ripped up all the copper and sold it for scrap and bought jankum and mud pies with it, or whatever the hell they buy over there.
Well, there we go. They can use jankum as currency. Now, that's worth a lot to them. And they can make it at will. So, you can go, "Oh, Lordy, I got to buy some bread." So, you just squat down and pinch a loaf and put it in a bottle, and you got some currency. You got some jankum you can trade for other goods and services.
And it actually has a use. They can get high off of it, or, you know, make mud pies out of it. You know, who knows what they do with it.
But it's Zimbabwe. I mean, we laugh, and it is funny, but at the same time, it's tragic. We had a country here which like so many African countries, had before, you know, during the age of colonialism, you know, bad old colonialism, they had a white minority who produced food, who ran successful farms and factories, and on the other hand, also had a Indian and Asian minorities who ran commerce and shops and banks, and the niggers kicked both of them out, not just out of Zimbabwe, but out of countries like Uganda and Equatorial Guinea.
It's continent-wide over there. I mean, every government, they all pretty much freed themselves in the 60s. Ever since then, it's just gone downhill. And
oh, yeah, they freed themselves, all right. Freed themselves of progress, of having food, of, having hard currency, of not chimping out every 5 seconds because there's no law and order anymore. Good job, man. I mean, independence worked out really great, didn't it?
Well, colonialization's the closest they ever got to civilization. Now they're lucky if they can figure out how to build a pit latrine to shit in and not get it contaminated in their drinking water. That's if they have any water.
Yeah, that's another thing. I mean, I'm pretty sure there's a lot of fresh water in Africa that niggers can't figure out how to get it into their bodies. I don't know. I mean, there's all kinds of rivers and lakes. It rains all the time. We keep hearing, from these charities, these poor niggers don't have access to fresh drinking water. You know, hey, I can get a glass of water in Las Vegas in the middle of the desert.
Yeah.
Or in Israel. Or in Mongolia. Why not in Africa? Of course we know why.
Well, we know why. And, you know, if you really look at Africa, just to take away the niggers for a minute and just look at Africa as a continent, it's so bountiful over there. There's so much stuff that's able to... The ability to be a good continent is there, but unfortunately it's inhabited by monkeys that won't do anything about it. They just run around, kill each other, rape each other, give each other AIDS, you know, do what niggers do best is, you know, misery.
Yeah, I mean, that's their specialty, destruction. They have, if I may quote Guns N' Roses, an appetite for destruction.
Yeah.
And for fried chicken, but that's more here in the United States.
Yeah, that's more in the Western countries. I guess over there they have a taste for raping chickens. And there was a video going around YouTube with a bunch of Negro dancers in Africa, and the guy in the dance video was like raping a chicken while he was dancing to the jungle drums.
That's Grippy Ivier. Pardon my French, literally, because it has a French side. I know exactly the video you're talking about. It's a music video from Ivory Coast, and folks, you gotta find this thing on YouTube. It's called Grip Aviar. I'm sorry, I'm sure I'm horribly butchering that French title there, but look it up, or PM me on Chimpad. I'll give you a link to it. But yeah, Burma isn't kidding. This thing is hilarious and horrifying at the same time.
Well, thanks to Back to the Kitchen member that posted that article about Zimbabwe.
Oh yeah, and hey, anyone listening out there, if you still haven't, for some reason, not been on chimpout.com, make sure you go by there and get educated, get some information on the nigger plague, and have some laughs, because it is a very valuable resource, and hey, and just a great stress buster, at least for me.
Yeah, me too.
But hey, we're going to take a quick break here. We're going to come back, and we're going to talk about a certain restaurant here in the United States, which used to be great for kids, but now it's been ruined by niggers. Imagine that. But we'll get to that after a brief musical break. You're listening to Chimp Out Radio. Chimp Out Radio, ladies and gents, appreciate your listenership and staying with us. Hope you enjoyed that musical break there. And as I mentioned before the break, our next subject here is going to be, well, a certain children's themed restaurant. It was founded back in the 80s by, as it happens, one of the guys who founded Atari. And it was supposed to be a place where you could take your kids and they could play and eat some pizza and everything was good. However, something has gone wrong recently, and you can guess as to who's to blame. But Birdman, why don't you fill us in? What restaurant is this?
Okay, this story is out of a town called Susquehanna, but it doesn't... I don't see... Okay, it doesn't mention which state this particular restaurant's in. It's Chuck E. Cheese. We also call it nigger cheese because it's so bad nowadays.
Yeah, and I believe, I could be wrong, but I think a restaurant in question, a specific location, may be in Wisconsin, if I remember right. But it is indeed Chuck E. Cheese, and what's been going on at Chuck E. Cheese, Birdman? This used to be a pretty nice place to go to. What the hell happened?
Hey, I remember, you know, I'm 31 years old. I remember Chuck E. Cheese from the 80s. It was a nice place to go as a kid to have a party. But unfortunately, it's cheap enough, so on check day, and LaQuisha and Tyrone want to take their brood of 800 neglets to Chuck E. Cheese for $20 and buy one pizza so they can get in. And the typical shines happen where they order 1,000 refills of a drink for free or what have you, and their kids run around, try to steal things, break equipment, and just generally give the staff who work there a hard time. But, now this Susquehanna location of Chuck E. Cheese is hiring police officers to guard the place during business hours because the nigger fixation is so fucking bad. And they're paying police officers overtime to watch Chuck E. Cheese because it's gotten that bad. It's sad, but it's hilarious because it just proves our point once again. In the past year, Susquehanna Township Police responded to Chuck E. Cheese's 12 times for reports of disorderly conduct, assault and theft, and the most recent altercation on Saturday night that ended up with four women and a juvenile charged with disorderly conduct. It was captured on video and actually uploaded to YouTube, and it received 10,000 views before being taken down by the guy who made the video.
Fantastic.
Can you believe this?
I mean... sadly enough, I can. And I think it's worth noting here that it's not just the nigglets causing problems at Chuck E. Cheese's, it's the grown-up apes who get into fights. They take their fights from the hood and bring them into the restaurant, and they chimp out and start fighting. Before you know it, there's a 40 nigger brawl breaking out.
I've heard these stories before, you know, throughout the last few years where, you know, regular white and, you know, human families won't take their kids to Chuck E. Cheese anymore because it's become like this ghetto thing where LaQuisha takes her 10 children, her 10 niglets to Chuck E. Cheese with her boo Tyrone, and then another baby daddy comes in and gets in a fight with Tyrone, and then they start beating on each other, and LaQuisha gets in the middle of it and gets a black eye, and the police come, and the niglets are running around breaking equipment, and, you know, all for a $20 pizza. And you know niggers don't tip either, so.
No, of course not. Jeez, they'd rather die than leave a decent tip. But these stories, they're actually becoming more common all over the country. It's not just Wisconsin or this particular township. Chuck E. Cheese's all over the United States have become basically ultimate fighting octagons for the niggers, you know, like where they can do their carry out their feuds from the hood in these places. And unfortunately, there's human people and children there who get caught in the crossfire, if you will. And there's actually, I remember something, a story that someone posted on Chimpout a couple months ago related to this, and it had to do with that specific Chuck E. Cheese location that you mentioned that is having to hire cops, to patrol the place during business hours. The police chief there said that he got more calls to the police from that Chuck E. Cheese than from the biker bar down the street.
Oh, of course.
I mean, a biker bar has actually become a safer place to take your children to than a Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah.
And the niggers are to blame.
Well, the sad thing about this is Chuck E. Cheese is meant for kids to you know, be kids and have a good time, play video games, bounce around on stuff, and do whatever. And the niggers have totally taken over and ruined it for everybody else, just like they do with everything else. Is they move into some area or some aspect of modern culture, they ruin it, and they drive it out of business.
Yep, and this has happened with all kinds of establishments, buffets,
buffets are the worst.
Yeah, shopping malls are, I haven't gone to a mall in years.
Neither have I.
Yeah, I mean, the last time I went to one, I never went back, because it was like stepping into, you know, the set of a blaxploitation film.
Yeah.
I thought, hell with this. I don't want to come here for this. And it sucks for these business people who open businesses at the mall. And they know that their business is going down because the niggers are scaring everyone away. But what can they do in these PC days?
They can't do anything except go out of business.
Yeah. And pretty soon Chuck E. Cheese is going to go out of business. If I don't go there anymore, I used to take my kid there years ago. I don't do it anymore. Because I don't want to end up getting into a brawl with a bunch of niggers.
Well, I don't have any children, but I do have a nephew, and I'd be afraid to take him there.
Yeah, I'm afraid to take me there. You know,
yeah.
I'm a grown man.
You know, yeah, come armed. It's pretty sad when you, if you want to go have a play date at Chuck E. Cheese, you have to bring your gun with you.
Yeah, you got to take a couple of bodyguards to take your kid to play in the ball pool.
Yeah.
move away from Chuck E. Cheese for a moment and go into a story that's about as ridiculous. And Berman, you will have to fill me in on this, because I only know only a couple of facts about this. I know it has something to do with the nigger girl that used to be on the Cosby Show, and she had a kid. And there's something funny about it, but I don't know much about it.
Well, Lisa Bonet, she played the teenage girl on the Cosby Show in the 80s. And, you know, I'm seeing this all over the internet now, and they're making anytime a celebrity has a kid, they make a big stink about it. And the paparazzi runs around, and they kiss all the celebrities' asses. But half-breed Lisa Bonet from the Cosby Show has just squirted out an igglet, and here's its name. File this under stupid nigger names because it's quite long. Nakoa Wolf Manakapao Namakia Momoa, which is apparently Swahili, but I think it's the Swahili translation of future rapist county jail inmate. This was posted by Eagles Fan 2003, and he actually came up with the joke. That's not my joke.
Oh,
but
man.
Funny as hell otherwise. But I'm going to go on the main story here and just see if I can get anything else out of this.
That name is a mouthful. Holy shit. And
yeah. Where does the name begin, middle, end? I mean, is the kid's name after Momoa? Is it Bonet, or is it named after the baby daddy, whoever he may be?
And this...
okay, I got the translation here. Nakoa means warrior. Mana means strength. Koya... It's just like a big mishmash of celebrity nigger craziness.
I shouldn't be surprised because niggers have this tendency to come up with these outlandish names. They can just name their kid, you know, when they have kids.
They can't
Steve
name their kid
or,
Steve or John or,
you know,
Sarah or something.
You know, Cindy, you know, it's going to be like La Quashanga or, you know, or some bullshit. And there's like two or three apostrophes in there, too.
Yeah, they just like to throw in the apostrophes and a wiggly line over the vowel and, you know, just make it look as important as possible. And, you know, it's really popular with the Nigs is to name their kids after high-priced cars like Mercedes and Lexus. And that means they were conceived in the back seat of a 12-year-old Lexus that has no quarter panels on it.
We'll see.
25-inch wheels.
That's great. I mean, I'm going to name, when I have a kid, I'm going to name him Escalade. I think that's what I'm going to go
I've heard some Niglets being named Escalade now, because that's the more popular Nigmobile now, is the Escalade.
There we go. It's the Sean Escalade Roosevelt, or something like
that. Well, speaking of the Cosby Show, I mean, the other actress on the Cosby Show was named Tempest Bledsoe. I guess she was conceived in the backseat of a Pontiac Tempest. That's where they came up with her name.
Oh, Lord. And I actually remember, she used to have a talk show.
Oh, man, I remember that. I'd come home from school and watch that crap, you know.
Yeah.
It'd be like niggers fighting like any other nigger talk show, you know.
Yeah.
Who be my baby daddy, you know.
Yeah, you know, it'd be like, Quintrevious, you are the father.
Oh, hell no.
Hell no, like that DNA test is wrong, man, that DNA... it's 99.9% accurate. No, man, that'd be wrong and shit.
What be DNA anyway? Fuck that shit.
It had to be some other man. That ain't my baby.
Can you imagine trying to explain to a nigga what DNA even is?
Yeah, it's a pretty long word. I mean, I don't think it would register. It'd just kind of give you that blank stare while you just say the word, and he'd be like, oh, okay.
Well, forget to explain the length of the word, just what it actually is. You know, like, hey, the DNA, you know, it's like this, this genetic sequence that's stored in your cells. Any cell in your body is encoded with your DNA, and it has your genetic characteristics, which you pass on to your children. Halfway through it, they'd be like, you'd probably be falling asleep.
Yeah, that'd be trying to steal your wallet.
Or that too, or raping me. Or both.
Yeah, when you overload the nigger brain with something like that, they automatically divert into something else that they're more familiar with.
Yeah, like, you'd be talking to them, and the whole time you're just going, my dick, my dick,
my dick. My dick. Remember that picture of the African pygmy tribe? There was, like, a white guy standing in the middle, and he was, like, 6 feet tall, and there was the whole tribe, and they were, like, 5 feet tall, and somebody edited it, and the white guy, the balloon above his head, said, I wonder what these noble people were thinking. And he said, my dick, my dick, my dick, they dicks, they dicks, they dicks, my dick, my dick.
Yeah, that's pretty accurate. It's not even a joke. That's reality. And, you know, it's funny, though, that the Cosby Show came up, because that show always baffled me as a child. I used to watch it when I was... in my pre-teens. My grandma used to love it. She was, oh,
yeah, so did mine.
And I was like, even when I was 10 years old, I was a smartass and a racist. So I'd be like, the Cosby Show, why do you like that? I mean, it's like, you know, that guy that, what is it, Dr. Huxtable? That's the character Bill Cosby played.
Yeah.
He looks like a homeless guy. It's like, oh, no, he's a great comedian. And I'm like, look, but even besides Bill Cosby's lack of talent, this show was like science fiction. I mean, you have a quote-unquote black family, and the father was a doctor, and the mother was classy and well-educated, and the kids well-behaved, and the teenage girl, the one with the, you know, that just had the long-named baby, you know, she wasn't pregnant. Nobody smoked crack. Nobody talked to nobody yelled at the top of their lungs inside the house. It's just, and we see this in the media all the time, especially in commercials and in TV shows, where you have these model nigger families that don't exist.
They just don't. I mean, even there are black families out there where they try to work and make money, and they're affirmative action positions, and they do okay for themselves, but the Cosby was just a complete farce. I mean, there's no nigger family, at least one member of the nigger family, no matter how wealthy they are, they're out there smoking crack and committing crime and robbing houses, even though they do have money.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, the people who produce, you know, the entertainment we watch and the commercials and the mass media in general, they're just obsessed with pushing this unrealistic idea down our throats that, if you're going to show a nigger family on TV, they're going to be successful, well-educated, well-spoken professionals. That's really just not the reality.
No.
And hey, I worked years ago, fortunately, that's in my past, I work in a certain, for a certain big corporation, which I'm not going to name, I happened to work in a particular office where affirmative action was in full swing.
Yeah.
And actually, a majority of the people there, a majority of the organisms working there were niggers. And
yeah.
These were the creme de la creme, the college-educated ones, the ones who were not in jail, who presumably did not have a criminal record, and they were still highly dysfunctional, lazy, stupid, just didn't do a good job, and they would get fired constantly. Even though their own bosses were niggers, they still get fired all the time because they were just not professional. They just couldn't do the job without cheating and stealing and making a mess. So even the elite of niggers in this country is highly dysfunctional.
Yeah.
And I wish the media would portray that as it is.
You know, I wouldn't mind being a fly on the wall in the Obama White House, because God only imagines what happens behind the scenes with that nigger. I mean, he comes out and tries to act all composed, and he has his two little nigglets and his she-boon wife, and I would love to see what happens behind closed doors. I mean, words cannot express that.
That's gotta be real interesting. And hey, at least at least Obongo is half white, so that should moderate some of the chimp-like impulses. But it must still be just a strange scene being in let's say if you were one of his cabinet appointees, and you're sitting there in a meeting, and you gotta be sitting there thinking, what the fuck? This guy is my boss. And
well, the whole thing about Obama is he can't function without cue cards or a teleprompter.
Yeah.
He's like one of them, monkeys with the organ grinder. He does whatever his speechwriters tell him to say, I guess.
Yeah.
He couldn't come up with it on his own, I don't think.
What I'm praying for here is that he is indeed just a figurehead, and that more capable people behind the scenes will be conducting actual policy. That's the only hope we have.
Yeah. Or hopefully he just screws up so royally that he doesn't get a second term.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, it's a real interesting time we're in, because the economy obviously is basically imploding. It's a really bad time for the United States and for the world. So, it's scary. I mean, you want to think that you have good leadership, and right now that is very much in doubt. So, my hope here, maybe I'm an optimist, is that Obongo's just a figurehead, then he has people who are at least minimally capable actually writing and carrying out government policy, and can at least keep the country from completely collapsing.
Yeah.
We shall see. But we got, you ask me, I mean, the days of the United States as a superpower are over. But,
yeah.
So I hope we have as soft a landing as we can have. And there are, there may be some advantages having Obongo in the White House. At least the niggers now will have a much harder time accusing the government of racism.
Well, that's true. They try as they will, because they will. Even though, either that or it'll come up with some dumbass excuse like, oh, Obama's half white, so that's why he got in, A nigger is a nigger. One drop of nigger blood's too much.
Yeah, so, I don't know. This is probably, it's a depressing subject. I probably shouldn't have even brought it up. So, but anywho, I think we are about at the end of the show here. We will be back with another episode of Chimp Out Radio as soon as we can. Hopefully within the week or a couple of weeks. I don't want to create an expectation that there'll be a regular schedule for this thing, because obviously that's not going to happen. But we will be back as soon as we can be. Next episode, this particular show we kind of threw together at the last minute, but we hope to have some guests here joining us next time.
Yeah, we'll probably be a little more prepared next time, but, you know, it's really fun to do this.
It sure is. I mean, I'd definitely miss doing it. It's been, I don't know, maybe close to a month since we came out with a show, so we're definitely happy to be doing this again. And if you are a member or reader of chimpout.com, I'd have to tell you this, but if you're not, make sure you stop by the website, chimpout.com. Go by there, go by the guest forum, you know, kind of get a feel for it. And if you agree with us, sign up. We'd love to have as many like-minded contributors as we could. We are not, again, and I do believe we've touched on this before, but it's always worth mentioning, we're not a racist website as such. We're anti-nigger, but we welcome all human races, ethnicities, religions, and sexual orientations. As far as I'm concerned, I don't discriminate against anyone unless they're niggers. So
yeah, you'll get along pretty easily if you just hate niggers and leave a good post here and there. You know.
Yeah, that's all we ask. So stop by, and of course, no threats of violence. I know this has been an issue recently. No threats of violence against niggers in general, against anyone, period, against Obongo, against anyone. We're not here to promote violence against any living thing. So do bear that in mind if you come by and visit us. We're not about violence. We're about exchanging ideas, presenting the facts, presenting information, and having a good time and having a laugh and just being laid back.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Well, there you go. Well, folks, thank you so much for having joined us once again on Chimp Out Radio. You can listen to this show anytime by just clicking on the link. You probably just clicked to listen to it. We are hosted by switchpod.com, so you can go there. And we are also, I do believe, we're still on iTunes. Until we get kicked out.
Yeah, I haven't
out.
Checked that lately.
I still think we're on there. So
that's surprising, but we're there, I guess.
I think we've flown under the radar. I know our days are counted, but for now you can go on iTunes, download the show directly into your iPod, and enjoy it anywhere you wish. Let's say you lived in New York City, as I did, and you're going to ride the subway or the bus with niggers. Listen to it on your iPod on the way to work, right next to niggers.
Actually, a lot of people contacted me and told me they were doing just that, is listening on the bus or on the subway, listening to it on the way to work to cheer them up on their way to whatever job they do.
There you go. Whatever helps, folks. So we'll see you here next time, or drop by the forum and drop us a line. We're there all the time. And we shall see you next time. Have a nigger-free day. Thank you for joining me again, once again, Birdman.
Yeah, thank you, everybody, for listening and continuing to download the show. We're getting good vibes here from a lot of people, and we will see you probably next week.
All right, so long, folks.